Rejoice. I say again, rejoice. Why is it that the church tells us to rejoice on this particular Sunday? Is it because you get to see a priest in pink? Actually, the official color is rose. But the reason why a priest and a deacon would wear rose on this particular Sunday is because we are rejoicing that we are closer to Christmas than we have been earlier in the season of Advent. That this Sunday, we're looking forward to and anticipating the joy of Christmas. And so rose is a color that's somewhere between the violet or the purple that we would typically wear and the white that we wear on Christmas Day. And so we have this rejoicing. We're more than halfway through Advent. We're closer to Christmas now. There's also many other reasons for us to rejoice. And for a particular group of women this weekend, they are rejoicing, having been with the Lord on an Acts retreat, having the opportunity to encounter the joy and the love of the Lord, being able to see that love demonstrated through our community. If you haven't ever been on an Acts retreat, I would encourage you to consider it. The next men's Acts retreat will be in June, and the next women's Acts retreat will be in October. And more information will be made available as those retreats are closer to us. But we are called to rejoice. We are called to be ready for Christmas, which we are now closer to than we were before. But as we approach Christmas, are we prepared? What are we doing to get ready? In our gospel passage, there's a question given to John the Baptist, asking, what are we to do? And in that question, we can ask the same thing. What are we to do? What are we to do to be ready for Christmas? One of the things that we can do is to check our values, to check our priorities. Are they in the right order? Sometimes there's so many things that we can think of, setting up 5 nativity scenes and having 3 Christmas trees and having lights all over the place. Like, it's good to celebrate Christmas, but we have to have our priorities in check. We're getting ready to celebrate the coming of Christ. How are we preparing spiritually? What are we doing for our souls, that our hearts may be more open to the love and joy that the Lord wishes to grant us as we celebrate his birth? In our gospel passage, we are told, when the question is asked of John the Baptist, he tells the people that they are basically to avoid sin. Different groups of people, different kinds of sins he tells them to avoid. But what's the main mission of John the Baptist? Is to clear the way for the coming of Christ. And one of the first things that John the Baptist says in the different gospels is repent. He wants them to repent and to believe in the gospel, to seek forgiveness for their sins, to clear away the obstacles of the guilt of sin in our hearts so that there's more room for Christ to enter in, more room for our Lord, who is love, to dwell within us, to dwell within our hearts. And so one of the best ways to prepare spiritually for the coming of Christ at Christmas is to go to confession. Confession is an opportunity to meet our Lord and his mercy and the forgiveness he desires to give us. Saint Faustina, who wrote her diary about the revelations that our Lord gave her, the revelations of divine mercy, in one of the messages Jesus says to her, he says how much he longs to share his mercy, his forgiveness, how much it hurts him that people aren't coming to receive it, how much he burns for that grace to be released from him, to cleanse us of our sins, to set us free of those burdens. In our gospel passage, it mentions chaff that will be burned in the unquenchable fire. There are different ways of understanding that passage, because scripture often has multiple layers of meaning. But one of them that we can consider is the chaff being the guilt of our sins, being cast into the unquenchable fire of love that our Lord has for all of us, burning away that guilt, granting us freedom from those sins. Confession is a great way for us to get ready for the season of Christmas. I notice in myself, when I regularly go to confession, it takes more to happen to me for me to get upset. I'm more patient. It takes longer for me to fall to different temptations because I'm fortified by that grace of God. Basically, I'm saying I become a better person when I regularly go to confession because the grace of God is alive within me. And so sometimes when we gather together for Christmas, there are people in our families that perhaps can get on our nerves. And maybe there's a temptation to get into arguments instead of keeping the peace. Well, the sacrament of confession can help strengthen us against those temptations. By asking the Lord for the mercy that he has to offer us, being fortified by the grace the Lord wishes to give us, we become stronger. It makes us better people. It makes it easier to do what St. Paul tells us to rejoice in the Lord always. Your kindness should be known to all. Being strengthened by the grace of the sacraments, we get the grace to be more kind. We're also told in our second reading, have no anxiety at all, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. This is good advice. For some people, they're anxious about going to confession. What's the priest going to say? This is embarrassing. I don't know that I can do this. Have no anxiety at all. If you're fearful or hesitant about going to confession to receive the mercy and love of our Lord, then that's what you present to the Lord in prayer. And then make your request to be at peace with this decision to seek out that mercy and grace. For others, anxiety during this season of preparation for Christmas, the anxiety might be different than that of possibly going to confession. The anxiety might be about all the stuff going on, all the things that still need to be done. Again, if there's restlessness in our heart, if we're not at peace, then we take that to the Lord in prayer. By prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make your request known to the Lord. And what does the Lord promise us through St. Paul? He says, then the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Wouldn't that be great to have the peace of Christ within our hearts as we enter into this celebration of Christmas, as we prepare to be with our large families in the chaos that might follow, to have that inner peace of our Lord with us? So it's important for us to pray regularly, to present to our Lord our petitions, to give thanks for the blessings received, to make our requests known to the Lord so that these graces may be showered upon us. And so it's important for us to seek out that peace, the peace that comes to us by receiving the grace and mercy of our Lord in the sacrament of confession, which is also known as reconciliation, a healing of that relationship with God. It's important for us to seek out that peace following the instruction of St. Paul, who tells us, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make your request known to the Lord. Then the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So let's make those prayers daily, each day leading up to Christmas, seeking out that peace that the Lord promises us. That way we would be ready when the time comes to welcome our Lord in the celebration of Christmas, but welcome the Lord in any ways that he may come to us, any ways that he may surprise us in our daily lives, and especially in the way that he comes to us, fully and completely, body, blood, soul, and divinity, in the most holy Eucharist. Confession times at ICD are Monday through Friday at 6 a.m.
Wednesday at 6 p.m., Saturday at 4 p.m., all are invited to receive the loving mercy and grace of our Lord, to be set free of the burden and guilt of sin. God bless.